Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, July the 13th, 2022. I'm Jonga Kandemiri in Washington. Tonight on a live talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, legal documents that allow Zimbabweans in South Africa to stay and work or study legally in that country. The permits expired on December 31st, 2021, but the South African government gave the holders a year to regularize their stay. Those who fail to do so will have to go back home. Over to you, Gibbs.
Ngalamhlanje izulukandaba esixoxa ngakho ikona ukuthi ama documents onalawo kumele alungiswe awe Zimbabwe exemption permits expire ngo December 31st 2021. So South African government yathi kumele abantu abaningi balungise udaba lolo ngesiphangiphangi. So ke kunjalo ke Jonga.
The South African government has vowed to go ahead with this decision to remove undocumented Zimbabweans despite some organizations including the Helen Suzman Foundation taking it to court in a bid to challenge its decision to terminate the permits. The Department of Home Affairs has accused the Helen Suzman Foundation and other non-governmental organizations of trying to dislodge the government. A Zimbabwean official told the state-controlled media that the government is working on mechanisms to assist its nationals in the neighboring country who wish to return after the expiry of special permits in December. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yeah, ujongela panjobe kubeka ke uhulumeni wa South Africa uthi uza kipa bantu kulelo lizwe abangisela ma documents. Kulapha sivile ukumeti ngaso bekulungisile konke lokho. Sizule njalo iHelen Suzman Foundation isithi ke izahambisa udaba lolu emthethwandaba ukuthi ithi lokho kwenziwa eSouth Africa akukho emthethweni. So baba pisa ke i Department of Home Affairs abathi ke kodwa ke i Helen Suzman Foundation bathi hayi inhlanganiso zamukhipha uhulumende embusweni lokho ke khulunywa isiphathamandla sakwele South Africa sikhangele njalo ke kule siphathamandla sika uhulumende esitshele ke i state media ukuthi uhulumende uyazama ukuthi ancedise labo abakwele South Africa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya so ke lapho bangasuze belungisa incwadi zabo Jonga kuzamele ukuthi babuyele ekhaya kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Yes, Gibbs, thank you. The South African government said so far the Department of Home Affairs has received over 2,000 visa applications and slightly over 3,000 visa waiver applications from Zimbabweans who should change their status in order to continue accessing services including banking and education. One of the Zimbabweans who is in South Africa and trying to regularize his stay is Sipho Nkulube.
Since submit abanye bona abalutshwana lapho ngomunye wabasikwazi ukuthi next stage siyaba
sengathi kuyini okusubmitile wena njalo udinga ivisa enjani
ivisa mina ngiyabe ngizama i-general work permit rale khona ngoba la amanye kamqualify so mawuzangena kuleyo kumele kube incwadi evela ku-labor department. So angeke ngithole ngoba ama qualifications angilawo angeze njalo. So kule system yoku waiver yesizama uqala siyilandele. Ngabe si accept ayikho singona siya apply khona ama permit yakho.
Ye singathi akutshela abantu ukuthi wena vele nxa usithi general work permit ngenjani naleyo. Njalo kumele uapply njani?
I general work permit iyona le babadube eyokusebenza ongalawa skill. So i general work permit vele inzima ukuthi pho uvele uyithole nje. So yiye ufuna ama special ufuna ukuzohambe through ama waiver ukuthi uhulumende uhambe uhulumende ucele ukuthi mina ngicela ukuthi njengoba ngezizathu ezithize ukuthi kudala ngihlala lapha ngicela lami ukuthi ngivunyele ukusebenza njengabantu balapha yikho esikuzamileyo kuweva otherwise ukuthi sivele siyithole kunzima
singathi uzifakele wena i-application yakho kumbe uncedisele igqweta
hhayi angincediswanga ligqweta siyifakele ngoba uhulumende noba uhulumende walapha loba esala esenze nje kodwa wasithumela phela i-information ukhona indlela elandelwa uyalandela indlela yakhona ayikho nzima esingakwaziyo ukuthi i-outcome iza kuthini but bona bayasi-encourage ukuthi siyingene kuleyo ndlela so aso magqweta uyahamba uhambe kwi-system kuwebhusayithi ye-v f s ifuna into eziningi njalo ingane iyahamba ahamba engane iyabreaka so ngenza lokho uqeda lakho uyabhatala i-1550 so i-date ye-appointment uhambe uyesubmitha nxa sukwenze konke
uqeda lapho baza ku-interviewa kumbe bayakwenze njani
hayi abaku-interviewa wena uyahambisa zonke izinto amaphepha abawacelile wonke ungahambisa wonke nxa ephelele kusho uthi bona nxa besenza khona ngale njengana uminista esithi ukuthi kule komiti ayikhethileyo kusho uthi baza bekhayela each paper lona lalosubmithele
singathi uhulumente wezimbabwe-ke ungena ngaphi khonapho uyalinceda yini sizuye ungazani ukuthi uyazama ukuthi alincede
hayi hayi asikamuzwa babudu asikaze simuzwe vele uhulumende wezimbabwe angikholwa angazi mina kodwa asikaze simuzwe asikaze simuzwe
so singathi-ke nxa kungahamba kuhle uzahlala khonapho kwele South Africa kungele ukuhamba kuhle uzakwenza njani kulo
anxa kwehlule kuthi nxa kwehlule somele sibuyele ekhaba asiyabe sesingalayo i-option lapha angithi sincengile kusemzini yabantu ungazaka ukuthi uthi uzahlala emzini wathi uhlezi ongekho emthethweni ngoba usungabotshwa lokubotshwa usufaka irekhodi lento zakho eziyabe zihamba kuhle usuzifaka amarekhodi amayo labantwana labantwana silabantwana thina uyakungasakwazi ukuthi kuzakwenzakalani
so singathi kungahamba kubi sibe labantwana abazathola zinayo
abantwana besikolo ukuthi asikwazi abantwana besikolo phela balayo ukuthi nxa befunda sizakwenza ama-study permit but ukuthi bazasala labo bani bestada lapha asikwazi kube labo bazaba-accept asikwazi ukuthi kuzahamba njani kuthiuthi abantwana abanye bazasala nxa sokuyi-option bazasala bengalabazali kumbe sahamba labo bayeqala ekhaya
kodwa ubona ngazani uhulumende wezimbabwe nganceda njani khonapha nkulu
ha hhayi babadube owakithi owakithi angikwazi ukuthi singathi anceda njani kunzima wathi vele sisenga khonapha emaphasipotini kungcono nje kulezi nsuku ngoba ngithi amaphasipoti sebesithathwa ngoba lo abantu abaningi first application bavele bafeliswa ukuthi babe ngalamaphasipoti bawafuna amaphasipoti kodwa bengawa-afodi njalo bengatholi ukuthi bathole ama-resource ukuthi bawathole masinyane manje asikwazi njengbanakona balengani abantu abasekhaya bathi sokungani kulula mbijala anxe yikho esingakubonga kokuthi abantu sebekwanisa ukuthi bathole amaphasipoti ngokuphangisa but okwedlula lapha ngibona ukuthi kuyini uhulumente ngoba nguye uhulumende weza abantu babaleke babuye ngapo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngulube so-ke phosela ukugcina kunapho utshela abanye ukuthi kumele benzeni pho nxa befisa labo ukuthi balungise amaphepha
hhayi akukho ngakutsho ukuthi babadube okuningi uminista ngibona uhlale esemaredweni kulezi suku ama-interviews lobe engacaci kodwa uyatsho abantu abanama-options abanezihlobo bayakhona uku-aplaya ba-aplaye ngezihlobo maningi amanye ama-visa options akhona xa unesihlobo nxa usebenza nxa utshadile nxa ulo mntwana ozele lo mntwana walapha ubecacisela izolo ntambami bephuma ngakho but siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi abakhwalifaye but kungcono ukuzama kulokuthi uvele ukhalale lawo amaweva wona lala siyazama siwesidliwe nxa kuthi udliwe i-1500 it's worth trying kufanele sizama sikwazi ukuthi abantu banjani kodwa kumele sizame ngiyabona izolo bekuthiwa abantu balutshwana kakhulu aba-aplayayo angazi ukuthi abantu sebekhalele kodwa kungcono ukuthi uzame phela wehlule kuzamile
ye singathi weva le ngenjani
hayi weva iweva phela zi-different babudube uyaweva different but iweva is an option ukuthi ubypasse izinto zonke ezezikhona ikakhulu yona lincwadi yelebha phela kufuna incwadi yelebha njengama-special skills bayahambe elebha bayi-approve baphiwe incwadi ye ukuthi bayakhwalifya kumbe ikhampani ba-aplayele leba banika incwadi yona liyana so ngangalayo incwadi liyana vele ukuthi uthole i-work permit kumbe loba i-work permit ngeke uyithole so iweva indlela yokubypassa one of those things lakho khonokho ama-fingerprints esikwenza i-police clearance akubalekele into ezinjalo
ye sabonga kakhulu babagulube ungadinga kusasa baba
Yes, that was Sipho Ngulube, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what you are saying is that, he's looking for a general work permit, initially what he's thinking of is that a waiver is very necessary in this case. So he says we have to apply to the Minister of Labor in order to get the general work permit. And when you get it, it's okay because you won't be required to show your own skills. So he's not sure of what is going to happen, and it seems as if you pay a fee of 1,500 in order to process your papers. So after that, there are no interviews that are conducted, Junga. So briefly, he was talking around those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, manzwa kubva kuna vaSipho Ngulube chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vanga vachitsanangura nezveurongwa hunoitika kana waenda kunoforera magwaro ekuti unge uchigadzisa ugaro hwako. Tirikunzwa kuti kune anonzi mawaiver visa anokwanisa kuti vange vachingobvumidzwa kugara kwenguva diki varimo, asi vari kutsanangura kuti zvinhu zvakaoma hazvisi nyore sezvinotarisirwa. We spoke to another Zimbabwean, Trimo Ngube.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi abasawarenewa ama-permit aseZimbabwe, but mina eZimbabwe angeke ngihambe ngoba eyi impilo yakhona inzima kakhulu. Inzima ngoba eyi ile bantwana la abantwana bayi-two ngoba la ngibele eZimbabwe, impilo yeZimbabwe eyi hayi it's difficult. Inzima kakhulu, very very. So angazi ngizenza kanjani. Ayila itla.
Kodwa ucabanga ngani wena? Ubona hayi oluhlelo uhlelo nje ongathi uyasebenza.
Uhlelo hayi usebenzi. Awuhlelo nje awusebenzi, but ngiyaba ngifisa kube ngibe le something nami njengoba. Okay. So mazikhona ezizo zingakhona ukusinceda zoba I'm sure ngizobatrain ma umsebenzi umuntu engifunela umsebenzi ngikhona ukusebenza ngizobatrain la ngikhona ukusapota abanye bantu la mnyibe right.
Ngakho ngikuthi nje baqhubeke phambili bakwenze lokhu abakushoyo bona azoyenzayo.
Ngakhona ukubeka imali ngibe ile business yami, ngivule business yenze ini zina leo nokho ngizokuyenzileyo mina at least ngikungenise something emzini wami. Ya
kodwa eSouth Africa sazohlala.
South Africa ngisazohlala vele ngoba eZimbabwe hayi ngitrayile kwenza something but hayi akula next. Izinto zonke zisidifficult kakhulu, akula into engiyenzayo ekhaya, akula. Ibetha ngiseSouth Africa ngiyabona ngiyenze something, ngiyathole something. Ma ngahamba kumakhelwane ngakwanisa ukunikeza something, ngithole something ngise ukuthi ngindele ngidlile.
Abanye bathi umnyaka ozayo unokhetho eZimbabwe, so kumele abantu nje niye eZimbabwe niyovota. Wena ucabanga ngakho?
Ah, mina ngeke ngihambe eZimbabwe. Hayi ngoba sengihlalile sengibonile into impilo yaleyo ukuthi injani. Kudala sithi maybe izinto zizotshintsha, kutshintshi next. Hayi ngike ngihambe kula makhetho ngoba still ngiyabona kuzofana, akuna into ezophumeleka. So ma ngilana ngi-right.
That was Trimo Ngube speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what Trimo Ngube is saying is that he can't return to Zimbabwe. His permit has expired, but he doesn't know what to do next. And he's saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe. Things are really bad, so he can't go anyway, Chonga. So that's what he's saying exactly from deep down his heart.
Dai watinotenda Gibbs tanzwa wa Trimo Ngube vachitaura na Davidson Mudzingwa vari kuti hanzi zvinhu zvakaoma muSouth Africa. Asi havakwanisa kudzokera kumusha nokuti gwaro rekufambisa kana passport rakaexpire. Vabvunzwawo nyaya yekunzi muZimbabwe mune sarudzo gore rinouya, muri kuenda kunovhota here vati havaone paine chinobuda kubva musarudzo. Thank you, Trimo Ngube. Now we have another Zimbabwean who is worried about the decision taken by the Pretoria, and this is Edmore Moyo.
And one of them would be a resume. Ma permit ya shande nukuti ya tungambo shande apana iripo na mabasa hizo zia tungambo wa wanipo nukuti ya pasina permit ya kuna pasina basa wezi
so mruti chii kuru nende South Africa nesu haru taura chii nga taura kuti chii
nesu mduwa taura chii nga taura kuti wanofungwa na hivyo kuti batarisi kuti parisini kuti kana wakati mapemiti acha anovariwa pazimu vanowawambisa pano ndiwo pazimu ende kuzimu kwa chapana chinobatika pana kudya pana chi so manje tetasi kuzokera kuzima kudzokeke futa pana chiripo so ishima one at least vangoyo ti mapemiti ya wanofungwa kuti at least arunyiwa shandisoni kuti mawani unofanga kuti eze sadiki vasangane vataurirane then chive chinowani
kana kuti vaende ramberi vakatendekana haata zvivhara zvimavhizi inini muzvaita sei
hapana pachati pachinotangira hapana kuti ndingadzokera kuzimu nokuti hapadzokei kuzimu kuzimu hapana chiripo hapabatiki hapana mabasa ungogara imomo ndichaita sei
ndichangogara kuzinai
tisagara tichimusina mapemiti changonunganunga mabepa nemaningi atichiisa kuscrape yard nekuti hapanenge pasina handingamboviri kuzimu so ivo vanofanga kugara pasi vatarirenyi hurumende yose eze Southern Africa vagare pasi vataure chinhu chimwe nekuti vofanga kutarisa kuti tazimunoita kuti munhu ari kubva kuzimu ari kubva kumozambique ari kubva kupi munhu munhu kuti vana havana chokudya izvozvi nemhaka iyoyo kuti nomabasa apindiki nemhaka iyoyo yemapemiti so pano pemiti panenge pari bo at least ndogona kuti kana ndine pemiti yacho iyo kamanodika munhu ndofanga kubisa pemiti the first at least ndogona kuwana basa pasina izvozvo zima ringambodzokeri mwanama.
That was Edmore Moyo speaking from Johannesburg. Hanzi namukoma Edmore Moyo, zvinhu zvakaoma, vanotiwo dai takwanisa kuwaniswa mapermits. He says things are tough, permits must be given because without permits, there are no jobs. The South African government must do something. And he says going back home is not an option and is urging SADC to intervene. Let us hear what Donald Ndou has to say.
We're supposed to solve this thing first. Or if they don't like us in this country, they're supposed to tell us because they're stopping our permits for now. We don't renew it. How can if they need permits at work? So I can lose my job because of that. And my family is going to be suffer on top of that. So I don't know what can I do for now.
And what do you want the government to do? On this issue?
On this issue, the government, they suppose maybe if they don't like us to work under the companies or whatever, we can make a plan even to go back to Zimbabwe because there is nothing that we can stay here for nothing reason. But if they allow us to renew our permits, we can renew and continue to work again. Because now they don't want to renew our permits and we don't know where we are going through. So if you're at work, they need permits all the time. You see, so that is the issue. And we don't know what can we do for now.
And if they really go ahead and stop and cancel these permits or not renew them, what are you going to do?
Yeah, the things that I can go to do, I can't go ahead to suffer. I can go back maybe to start a new life to my country or something else. Because there is no need, and I know the South Africans, they hate us. So that is the reason why they don't like to renew our permits because they said maybe we are taking our jobs here in South Africa. So I think maybe they don't like to take the permits back to renew the permits because of that issue. I don't understand that, but they were supposed to talk, not to do it as a secret.
That was Donald Ndou speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa in Johannesburg. Our first guest today is University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza. Hello, Professor Mukonza.
Hello, vakatepiri makadi.
Aiwa, tiri vapenyu, tinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Let me start by throwing a question in English for the benefit of all our listeners. May you tell us the status of Zimbabwe exemption permits at the moment in South Africa? We have heard from various organizations, including the government of Zimbabwe. It has also said something, and also the South African government is saying it is not going to go back on the issue of exemption permits. What's the status at the moment?
I think the status of the Zimbabwe exemption permit is that they have been terminated. They were terminated at the end of the year 2021. But the South African government has given holders of that permit some kind of a grace period of a year to continue living in South Africa, and also looking for ways of moving from the Zimbabwe exemption permit to other permits that are there, such as the study permit, other permits that allow people to work, other permits like the retirement permits. There are other permits that mm-hmm. Zimbabweans have an option to migrate to. So they were in that dispensation. They were given until December 2022.
Yes.
So the South African government says it's not going to change from that position. I think the Minister of Home Affairs in South Africa has been asked many times, and he has been adamant that the position that the South African government took in relation to the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permit still stands. So, in short, that's how things are, Mr. Kandemi.
Yes, Professor Mukonza, we have heard the South African government saying that so far there are very few people who have taken up the offer for applying for other permits, like the waiver visas. Why are Zimbabweans not taking this opportunity to migrate from the Zimbabwe exemption permits to the waiver visas and all other permits that may allow them to stay in South Africa?
I think what I've heard in my discussion with others, other Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit, what they say to me is that they feel that the conditions that are required for other permits are such that they don't qualify. So they feel, you know, attempting to apply for those permits is just a waste of time. And I think also people do not even have the money to apply for those permits.
Yes.
So it's quite a number of reasons why holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not taking up this offer. And also, they, while the minister said, can you hear me, Mr. Kandemi?
Yes, I can hear you. 10 seconds, Professor Mukonza.
Okay. So those are some of the reasons why the holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not attempting to move to other permits as the South African government is encouraging them.
Thank you so much, Professor Mukonza. That was University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza speaking from Polokwane, South Africa. If you just joined in, this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Tonight, we are discussing about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, and we are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. You can also access our shows on www.voashona.com, www.voandebele, and on VOA Zimbabwe. It's time to take a break. Don't go away. Stay right here. And now we are joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda, who is the chairman of the African Diaspora Forum and is based in South Africa. Welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening to any listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. We know that African Diaspora Forum has been following the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits, and you have been also putting a fight against the decision by the South African government to terminate these permits. What have you done so far? Because we have heard from other organizations like the Helen Suzman Foundation taking the government to court.
Well, look, what we are doing this far is to try and coordinate as much as possible of, you know, the litigation, you know, that is going to take place against, you know, this particular, you know, government decision. Because it is, you know, our strong belief that, you know, procedural fairness has not been implemented, and also that in terms of substantive fairness, you know, it has not been done, because the decision, you know, that was taken, it was taken on the background of a decision that was taken with valid reasons in 2009. And those reasons, you know, have not, you know, been removed, or the reasons why that decision was taken, you know, those factors have not been completely taken off. So we are actually coordinating and trying to get quite a few more organizations, you know, to challenge this particular court decision. And we are also, you know, engaging, you know, on various, you know, advocacy, you know, platforms to try and expose, you know, the mistakes that this government, you know, has basically, you know, done, so that we can have more people, you know, realizing why we are having this particular fight.
Mm-hmm. And we heard the South African government saying that organizations such as yours are trying to dislodge it through these court challenges and whatever efforts you are doing to make sure that Zimbabweans stay in South Africa legally. What's your take on that?
Well, look, that's what we call small minds. You know, in an open democracy, it is everyone's right, you know, to seek for a third, fourth opinion if and to follow all avenues if they are aggrieved by the decision of another person. And if the government of South Africa did not have anything to hide, they would not be complaining about, you know, our court challenges. I mean, because how can you say that a court can dislodge, you know, the government when you know that the court is going to be fair? Otherwise, they are trying to say that the court is not fair, the court is against, you know, the government, which is unheard of and very untrue.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. That was Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum. And this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us, all the listeners who are abroad and home. Let's make another date next week. I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, July the 13th, 2022. I'm Jonga Kandemiri in Washington. Tonight on a live talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, legal documents that allowed Zimbabweans in South Africa to stay and work or study legally in that country. The permits expired on December 31st, 2021, but the South African government gave the holders a year to regularize their stay. Those who fail to do so will have to go back home. Over to you, Gibbs.
Jongalamshaki, Zulugandaba, Estokanako, Konokoti, Ama documents on Allah Umela Lungi, Zimbabwe, exemption permits, I expire on December 31st, 2021. So the South African government, yet Umela Mantavaning, but Lungi say, Utabalolu, a Spang Pangi. So, okay, Kujaroke Jonga.
The South African government has vowed to go ahead with its decision to remove undocumented Zimbabweans, despite some organizations, including the Helen Suzman Foundation, taking it to court in a bid to challenge its decision to terminate the permits. The Department of Home Affairs has accused the Helen Suzman Foundation and other non-governmental organizations of trying to dislodge the government. A Zimbabwean official told the state-controlled media that the government is working on mechanisms to assist its nationals in the neighboring country who wish to return after the expiry of special permits in December. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yeah, ukujongala panjobe kubeka ke uhulumeni wa South Africa uthi uza kipa bantu kulelo lizwe abangesela ma documents. Kulapha sibili dokumenti ngase bekulungisile konke lokho. Sizule njalo iHelen Suzman Foundation isithi ke izahambisa udaba lolu emthethwandaba ukuthi ithi lokho kwenziwa eSouth Africa akukho emthethweni. So baba pisa ke Department of Home Affairs abathi ke kodwa ke iHelen Suzman Foundation bathi hayi inhlanganiso zamukhipha uhulumende embusweni lokho kukhulunywa isiphathamandla sakwele South Africa. Sikhangele njalo ke kule siphathamandla sika uhulumende esitshele ke state media ukuthi uhulumende uyazama ukuthi ancedise labo abakwele South Africa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya. So ke lapho bangasuze belungisa incwadi zabo jonga kuzamele ukuthi babuyele ekhaya. Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Yes, Gibbs, thank you. The South African government said so far the Department of Home Affairs has received over 2,000 visa applications and slightly over 3,000 visa waiver applications from Zimbabweans who should change their status in order to continue accessing services including banking and education. One of the Zimbabweans who is in South Africa and trying to regularize his stay is Sipho Nkulube.
Sesisubmitile abanye bona abalutshwana lami ngomunye wabo asikwazi ukuthi next stage siyama.
Sengathi kuyini okusubmitileyo wena njalo udinga ivisa enjani?
Ivisa mina ngiyabe ngiyizama i-general work permit ngale ekhona ngoba la amanye kamqualify. So ma uzangena kuleyo kumele kube incwadi evela ku-Labor Department. So angeke ngiyithole ngoba ama qualifications angilawo angenze njalo. So kule system yokuweva yesizama uqala siyilandele. Xa bese accepta ikho singona siya apply khona ama permit yakho.
Singathi ke akutshela abantu ukuthi wena vele nxa usithi general work permit ngenjani naleyo. Njalo kumele uapply njani?
I general work permit yona le baba Dube eyokusebenza ongala skill. So it general work permit very inzima ukuthi pho uvela uyithole nje. So yiye ufuna ama special ufuna uzohambe through ama waiver. Ama waiver ukuthi uhulumende uhambe uhulumende ucele ukuthi mina ngicela ukuthi njengoba ngezizathu ezithize ukuthi kudala ngihlala lapha ngicela lami ukuthi ngivunyele ukusebenza njengabantu balapha. Yikho sikuzamule ukuweva. Otherwise ukuthi sivele siyithole kunzima.
Singathi uzifakele wena iapplication yakho kumbe uncathisele igqwetha.
Hayi, angincathwanga ligqwetha, siyifakele ngoba uhulumende noma uhulumende walapha loba esale senze nje kodwa wasithumela phela information ukhona indlela elandelwa uyalandela indlela yakhona ayikho nzima esingakwazi ukuthi outcome izakuthi but bona bas encourage ukuthi singene kuleyo ndlela so aso magqwetha uyahamba uhambe kusystem kuwebsite ye-VFS ifuna into eziningi njalo ingane iyahambahamba ingane iyabreaka so ngenza lokho uqeda lapho uyabhadala i-1550 so date appointment uhambe uyesubmitha nxa sukwenze konke
uqeda lapho baza ku-interviewa kumbe bayakwenze njani
hayi abaku-interviewa wena uyahambisa zonke izinto amaphepha abawacelile wonke ungahambisa wonke nxa ephelele kutsho ukuthi bona nxa besenza khona ngale njengana uminister esithi ukuthi kule komiti ayikhethileyo utho ukuthi bazabekhayela each paper lona lanosubmithele
singathi uhulumente wezimbabwe-ke ungena ngaphi khonapho uyalinceda yini sizeyongazani uthi uyazama ukuthi alincede
hayi hayi asikamuzwa babuduba sikaze simuzwe vele uhulumende wezimbabwe angikholwa angikaze angazi mina kodwa asikaze simuzwe asikaze simuzwe
so singathi-ke nxa kungahamba kuhle uzahlala khonapho kule South Africa kungekele ukuhamba kuhle uzakwenza njani kulo
anxa kwehlule kuthi nxa kwehlule somele sibuyele ekhaba baduba siyabe sesingalayo i-option lapha ngithi sincengile kusemzini yabantu ngazi akutsho ukuthi uzahlala emzini wathi uhlezi ongekho emthethweni ngoba usungabotshwa lokubotshwa usufaka irekhodi lento zakho eziyabe zihamba kuhle usuzifaka amarekhodi amayo labantwana labantwana silabantwana thina uyakungasakwazi ukuthi kuzakwenzakala
so singathi kungahamba kubi sibe labantwana bazathwala zima
abantwana besikolo ukuthi asikwazi abantwana besikolo phela balayo ukuthi nxa befunda sizakwenza ama-study permit but ukuthi bazasala labo bani bestada lapho asikwazi kumbe labo bazaba-accepta asikwazi ukuthi kuzahamba njani kuthi abantwana abanye bazasala nxa sokuyi-option bazasala bengalabazali kumbe sahamba labo bayeqala ekhaya
kodwa ubona ngazani uhulumende wezimbabwe inganceda njani khonapha nkulu
hayi babadube owakithi owakithi angikwazi ukuthi singathi anganceda njani kunzima ungathi vele sisenga khonapha emaphasipotini kungcono nje kulezi suku ngoba ngithi amaphasipoti sebesithi asethathwa ngoba lo abantu abaningi first application bavele bafelishwa ukuthi babe ngala maphasipoti bewafuna amaphasipoti kodwa bengawa-afodi njalo bengatholi ukuthi bathole ama-resource okuthi bawathole masinyane manje asikwazi njengbanakubonakala ngani abantu abasekhaya bathi sokungani kulula mbijala anxa yikho esingakubonga kokuthi abantu sebekwanisa ukuthi bathole amaphasipoti ngokuphangisa but okwedlula lapha ngiboni ukuthi kuyini uhulumente aeza ngoba nguye uhulumende weza abantu babaleke babuye ngapo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngulube so-ke phosela ukugcina kunapho utshela abanye ukuthi kumele benzeni pho nxa befisa labo ukuthi balungise amaphepha abo
hhayi akukho ngakutsho ukuthi babaduke okuningi uminista ngibona uhlale esemaredweni kulezi suku ama-interviews loku engacatshwa kodwa uyatsho abantu abanama-options abanezihlobo bayakhona uku-aplaya ba-aplaye ngezihlobo maningi amanye amavisa ama-options akhona xa unesihlobo nxa usebenza nxa utshadile nxa ulo mntwana ozele lo mntwana walapha ubecacisela izolo ntambam bephuma ngakho but siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi abakhwalifaye but kungcono ukuzama kulokuthi kuvele ukhalale lawo amaweva ona lala siyazama siwesidliwe nxa kuthi udliwe i-1500 is worth trying kufanele sizama sikwazi ukuthi abantu banjani kodwa kumele sizame ngiyabona izolo bekuthiwa abantu balutshwana kakhulu aba-aplayayo angazi ukuthi abantu sebekhalele kodwa ungcono ukuthi uzame phela wehlile kuzamile
ye singathi weva le ngenjani
hayi weva iweva phela zi-different babudube uyaweva different but iweva is an option ukuthi ubypasse izinto zonke ezezikhona ikakhulu yona lincwadi yelebha phela kufuna incwadi yelebha njengama-special skills bayahambe elebha baya-approva baphiwe incwadi ye ukuthi baqualifya kumbe ikhampani ba-aplayele elebhar banika incwadi yona liyana so maungalayo incwadi liyana vele ukuthi uthole i-work permit kumbe loba i-work permit ungeke uyithole so iweva indlela yokubypassa one of those things lapho khona kwama-fingerprints esikwenza i-police clearance uyakubalekela into ezinjalo
ye sabonga kakhulu babagulube ungadiwa kusasa baba
Yes, that was Sipho Nkulube, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what you are saying is that, he's looking for a general work permit. Initially, what he's thinking of is that a waiver is very necessary in this case. So he says we have to apply to the Minister of Labour in order to get the general work permit. And when you get it, it's okay because you won't be required to show your own skills. So he's not sure of what is going to happen, and it seems as if you pay a fee of 1,500 in order to process your papers. So after that, there are no interviews that are conducted, Chonga. So briefly, he was talking around those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, manzwa kubva kuna Sipho Ngulube chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vanga vachitsanangura nezveurongwa unoitika kana waenda kunoforera magwaro ekuti unge uchigadzirisa ugaro hwako. Tirikunzwa kuti kune anonzi mawaiver visa anokwanisa kuti vange vachimbobvumidzwa kugara kwenguva diki varimo, asi vari kutsanangura kuti zvinhu zvakaoma hazvisinyore sezvinotarisirwa. We spoke to another Zimbabwean, Trimo Ncube.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi abasawarenewa permit aseZimbabwe, but mina eZimbabwe angeke ngihambe ngoba ish impilo yakhona inzima kakhulu. Inzima ngoba ish le bantwana la, abantwana bayi-2 ngoba la ngibele eZimbabwe, impilo yeZimbabwe ish is difficult. Inzima kakhulu, very very. So angiyazi ngizenza kanjani. Ayila iplan.
Kodwa ucabanga ngani wena? Ubona hayi oluhlelo, uhlelo nje ongathi uyasebenza.
Uhlelo hayi alusebenzi. Awuhlelo nje alusebenzi, but ngiyaba ngifisa kube ngibe le something nami njengaba. So I'm sure you saw a grand mom servants, you know, film servants, you couldn't serve it. You saw a grand lamb, you couldn't support a van. Lamb, you were right.
Nakum Kotinje, Bakube, Pambi, Bakwenzalo, our show, when I was in that.
You couldn't make a man, you may be a business, yeah, if the business. Yenze ini zina leyo lokho ngizokuyenzileyo mina, at least ngikungenise something emzini wami. Yeah.
Kodwa eSouth Africa sazohlala.
ESouth Africa sazohlala vele. Ngoba eZimbabwe hayi. Ngitrayile kwenza something but hayi akula next. Izinto zonke zis difficult kakhulu. Akula into engiyenzayo ekhaya. Akula. Ibetha ngise South Africa ngiyabona yenze something, ngiyathole something. Uma ngahamba kumakhelwane ngakwanisa ukunikeza something, ngithole something sekuthi into le ngidlile.
Abanye bathi umnyaka ozayo unokhetho eZimbabwe, so kumele abantu nje niye eZimbabwe niyovota. Wena ucabanga ngakho?
Mina ngeke ngihambe eZimbabwe. Hayi ngoba sengibonile into impilo yaleyo ukuthi injani. Kudala sithi maybe izinto zizotshintsha, akutshintshi next. Angeke ngihambe kulo makhetho ngoba still ngiyabona kuzofana, akuna into izophumelela. So ma ngilana ngi-right.
That was Trimo Ncube speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what Trimo Ncube is saying is that he can't return to Zimbabwe. His permit has expired, but he doesn't know what to do next. And he's saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe. Things are really bad, so he can't go anyway, Chonga. So that's what he's saying exactly from deep down his heart.
Daiva, tinotenda Gibbs. Tanzwa wa Trimo Ncube vachitaura na Davidson Mudzingwa vari kuti hanzi zvinhu zvakaoma muSouth Africa, asi havakwanisi kudzokera kumusha nokuti gwaro ravo rekufambisa kana kuti passport rakaexpire. Vabvunzwawo nyaya yekunzi muZimbabwe mune sarudzo gore rinouya, muri kuenda kunovhota here vati havaone paine chinobuda kubva musarudzo. Thank you, Trimo Ncube. Now we have another Zimbabwean who is worried about the decision taken by the Pretoria, and this is Edmore Moyo.
And one of our kuti vataure zvinhu ma permit ashande nokuti hatingamboshande hapana iripo nemabasa izvozvi hatingambowani bo nokuti pasina permit ka kuti pasina basa waizivo.
So muruti chii kuhurumende South Africa nezva vari kutaura izvo nga taurira kuti chii?
Nezvino ndova taurira izvo ngava taurira kuti vanofanga naivo kuti vatarisi kuti parisini kuti kana vakati mapemiti acha anovhariwa pazimu vanhu vakawandisa pano ndova pazimu ende kuzimu kwacho hapana chinobatika hapana kudya hapana chii so manji tetasi kuzokera kuzima kudzokeki futi hakupana chiripo so ishimawani at least vangoti mapemiti vanofanga kuti at least arunyiwa shandishoni kuti mawani unofanga kuti as a sadic vasangane vataurirane and then chive chinowani
kana kuti vaenderera mberi vakati ngatanga tazvivhara zvimavhiza inini muchaita sei
hapana pachinotangira hapana kuti tingadzokera kuzimu nokuti hapadzokei kuzimu kuzimu hapana chiripo hapabatiki hapana mabasa ungogara imomo ndichaita sei tagara tichimusina mapemiti changonunganunga mabepa nemaningi atichisa kuscrape yard nokuti haparenge pasina handingamboviri kuzimu so ivo vanofanga kugara pasi vatarire hurumende yose as Southern Africa vagare pasi vataure chinhu chimwe nokuti vofanga kutarisa kuti tazimeta kuti munhu ari kubva kuzimu ari kubva kumozambique ari kubva kupi munhu munhu kuti vana havana svikudya izvozvi nemhaka iyoyo kuti nomabasa apindiki nemhaka yemapemiti so pano pemiti panenge pari boho at least ndogona kuti kana ndine pemiti yacho iyo kamaudika munhu ndofanga kubisa pemiti the first at least ndogona kuwana basa pasina izvozvo zima ndingambodzokeri mwanamwana.
That was Edmo Moyo speaking from Johannesburg. Hanzi namukoma Edmo Moyo, zvinhu zvakaoma, vanotiwo dai takwanisa kuwaniswa mapermits. He says things are tough, permits must be given because without permits, there are no jobs. The South African government must do something. And he says going back home is not an option and is urging SADC to intervene. Let us hear what Donald Ndou has to say.
We're supposed to solve this thing first. Or if they don't like us in this country, they're supposed to tell us because they're stopping our permits for now. We don't renew it. How can if they need permits at work? So I can lose my job because of that. And my family is going to be suffer on top of that. So I don't know what can I do for now.
And what do you want the government to do?
On this issue, the government, they suppose maybe if they don't like us to work under the companies or whatever, we can make a plan even to go back to Zimbabwe because there is nothing that we can stay here for nothing reason. But if they allow us to renew our permits, we can renew and continue to work again. Because now they don't want to renew our permits and we don't know where we are going through. So if you're at work, they need permits all the time. You see, so that is the issue. And we don't know what can we do for now.
And if they really go ahead and stop and cancel these permits or not renew them, what are you going to do?
Yeah, the things that I can go to do, I can't go ahead to suffer. I can go back maybe to start a new life to my country or something else. Because there's no need, and I know the South Africans, they hate us. So that is the reason why they don't like to renew our permits because they said maybe we are taking our jobs here in South Africa. So I think maybe they don't like to take the permits back to renew the permits because of that issue. I don't understand that, but they were supposed to talk, not to do it as a secret.
That was Donald Ndou speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa in Johannesburg. Our first guest today is University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza. Hello, Professor Mukonza.
Hallo vakatepiri makadi.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu tinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Let me start by throwing a question in English for the benefit of all our listeners. May you tell us the status of Zimbabwe exemption permits at the moment in South Africa? We have heard from various organizations, including the government of Zimbabwe. It has also said something, and also the South African government is saying it is not going to go back on the issue of exemption permits. What's the status at the moment?
I think the status of the Zimbabwe exemption permit is that they have been terminated. They were terminated at the end of the year 2021. But the South African government has given holders of that permit some kind of a grace period of a year to continue living in South Africa, and also looking for ways of moving from the Zimbabwe exemption permit to other permits that are there, such as the study permit, other permits that allow people to work, other permits like the retirement permits. There are other permits that Zimbabweans have an option to migrate to. So they were in that dispensation. They were given until December 2022.
Yes.
So the South African government says it's not going to change from that position. I think the Minister of Home Affairs in South Africa has been asked many times, and he has been adamant that the position that the South African government took in relation to the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permit still stands. So, in short, that's how things are, Mr. Kandemi.
Yes, Professor Mkonza, we have heard the South African government saying that so far there are very few people who have taken up the offer for applying for other permits, like the waiver visas. Why are Zimbabweans not taking this opportunity to migrate from the Zimbabwe exemption permits to the waiver visas and all other permits that may allow them to stay in South Africa?
I think what I've heard in my discussion with others, other Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit, what they said to me is that they feel that the conditions that are required for other permits are such that they don't qualify. So they feel, you know, attempting to apply for those permits is just a waste of time. And I think also people do not even have the money to apply for those permits.
Yes.
So it's quite a number of reasons why holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not taking up this offer. And also, the while the minister said, can you hear me, Mr. Kandemi?
Yes, I can hear you. 10 seconds, Professor Mkonza.
Okay. So those are some of the reasons why the holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not attempting to move to other permits as the South African government is encouraging them.
Thank you so much, Professor Mkonza. That was University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mkonza speaking from Polokwane, South Africa. If you just joined in, this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Tonight, we are discussing about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, and we are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. You can also access our shows on www.voashona.com. www.voandebele and on VOA Zimbabwe. It's time to take a break. Don't go away. Stay right here. And now we are joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda, who is the chairman of the African Diaspora Forum and is based in South Africa. Welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening to you and your listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. We know that African Diaspora Forum has been following the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits, and you have been also putting a fight against the decision by the South African government to terminate these permits. What have you done so far? Because we have heard from other organizations like the Helen Suzman Foundation taking the government to court.
Well, look, what we are doing this far is to try and coordinate as much as possible of, you know, the litigation, you know, that is going to take place against, you know, this particular, you know, government decision. Because it is, you know, our strong belief that, you know, procedural fairness has not been implemented, and also that in terms of substantive fairness, you know, it has not been done, because the decision, you know, that was taken, it was taken on the background of a decision that was taken with valid reasons in 2009. And those reasons, you know, have not, you know, been removed, or the reasons why that decision was taken, you know, those factors have not been completely taken off. So we are actually coordinating and trying to get quite a few more organizations, you know, to challenge this particular court decision. And we are also, you know, engaging, you know, on various, you know, advocacy, you know, platforms to try and expose, you know, the mistakes that this government, you know, has basically, you know, done, so that we can have more people, you know, realizing why we are having this particular fight.
Mm-hmm. And we heard the South African government saying that organizations such as yours are trying to dislodge it through these court challenges and whatever efforts you are doing to make sure that Zimbabweans stay in South Africa legally. What's your take on that?
Well, look, that's what we call small mind. You know, in an open democracy, it is everyone's right, you know, to seek for a third, fourth opinion if and to follow all avenues if they are aggrieved by the decision of another person. And if the government of South Africa did not have anything to hide, they would not be complaining about, you know, our court challenges. I mean, because how can you say that a court can dislodge, you know, the government when you know that the court is going to be fair? Otherwise, they are trying to say that the court is not fair, the court is against, you know, the government, which is unheard of and very untrue.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. That was Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum. And this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us, all the listeners who are abroad and home. Let's make another date next week. I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C.